What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Next Level Blueprint Podcast with me, Jovita, and
my name is Shanice.
And we have a special guest with us today. We have an interview, and we will get to that in just a second because it's a surprise. But first, how was your week? What's going on?
Everything has been great. Just working and kids, as usual. Oh, you know,
cute.
In and out, Monday through Saturday. So.
Oh, that's cool, cool, cool. You're not going to ask me about my week. We're not doing that.
Oh, you seem like you're going to continue to talk, so
okay.
I'm going to let you finish, sweetie.
I was waiting for
how was your week?
Okay. It was cool, cool, cool. The end of the week, it was a little stressful. Yeah, so the end of this week was not so great, but everything else has been cool.
Good.
Because we're getting ready for... We have the Mind Body Business Empowerment Brunch and our special guest is going to be a presenter. And that is going to be on December 11th. So if you do not have your tickets yet, go get your tickets. They'll be in person and we also have virtual tickets available. So that's what I've been working on for the last while. And yeah, that's what we're doing.
Awesome. So our special guest today, I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
He had to prepare for that.
Okay, thank you. I am DeWine DaCosta. I am a publicist and the CEO and founder of DeWine DaCosta Public Relations.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, welcome to the Next Level Blueprint Podcast. You guys, she has some incredible information about the field of PR. So we're so happy to have her and can't wait to see all the knowledge and the information she can give us today.
Thank you.
All right. So let's get into it. First of all, what is PR exactly? Because when I think about it, I think it's like politicians or celebrities. They done did something, they ain't got no business.
Yes.
So is it more than you need to clean up your situation?
It's more than that. That's more of the negative side of it, where you're trying to do damage control, you're trying to repair something, crisis communications, all of that. But there's also the positive side, the storytelling side.
Okay.
So PR essentially is managing or maintaining the reputation. I'm going to put my mask down because it's kind of hard to understand myself. Managing or maintaining the reputation of a business, a company, or a brand, whatever reputation you want for yourself, whether it's a positive one. Some people don't want a positive reputation, but managing that by going on different media platforms, so earned media. So whether that's a podcast like we're doing today, TV, radio, music, all of those are earned media platforms that you use for PR. And I do want to make the distinction that it's not the same as marketing or advertising. A lot of people confuse the three. Marketing is more so for like sales. Advertising, you want to put up a billboard or you want to, you know, pay for something that you want people to see. But earned media is something that somebody likes your story, they like what you have going on, and they want to share it with the world. So, yeah.
Well, I learned that because I thought it was just, you know, cleaning up bad situations.
Yeah, that's part of it. But most of it is just building up your story. You want to build buzz, increase your reputation, visibility, things like that.
Okay. That's cool. So who would you say would need a publicist with any business, or would I need to be at like a certain level?
Yeah, so as far as, do you mean like, I'll just share my answer. So, really any business, whether it's hospitality, whether it's auto, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a big company. Now, what stage you are at in your business, like if you were just starting out, you don't have any branding, you don't have anything, then you wouldn't necessarily need PR right then, because you do want to start with like building up your brand, knowing who your target audience is, knowing what your purpose, your mission, your messaging. You need all of that before you can say, oh, I want a publicist or I want to work with an agency. So making sure you have all of those like foundational things in place first, and then you can move on to like saying, I want a publicist.
Okay. So let's say I do have all those things.
Yeah.
but I'm still a new business, but I want to like come out strong. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be on the struggle bus getting it together.
Mm-hmm.
Can I still hire?
Yes.
Or would it just be like,
of course, you can still hire a publicist. I do. I offer like a lot of freebie things, like on social media and even on my website, things you can try for yourself for PR before you actually spend the money.
Okay.
Because one thing that you do need when you want to work with an agency or a publicist, you need a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And PR can be pretty expensive. So having a budget in place is one thing that you would definitely need beforehand.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, and even if you like, if you're not ready for a full on like retainer or PR services, a lot of agencies and publicists do offer consultations. So okay. I do as well. So if you know, putting that out there.
Nice. Okay, for my question, why do you say that it's necessary to have one? Because when I see, when, you know, like she said, when you think of PR, you just think of when, oh, let me call my publicist mm-hmm. to fix this problem. So why do you feel that it's necessary for, you know, an established business to have a PR
person? Yeah, I feel like it's necessary for you to have a department or a publicist or an agency that you work with whenever you are not able to handle your visibility opportunities. So maybe you have so many like requests to do media interviews or whatever, you don't have the capacity to do it. So working with that person, maybe you don't know how to tell your own story. They can help you figure out, okay, what is the true story behind this? How do I peel back the layers? How do I get my messaging across and connect with my target audience?
And I guess speaking of your target audience, I guess really for your business particularly, do you work with a specific type of client, or are you kind of like, you know, anybody that comes, I'm going to help them out?
So right now I don't have a particular, like I prefer one over the other. If I'm passionate about whatever your mission is, whatever your business is, then I'll be willing, and you have the budget, I'll be have to say that. I'll be willing to, you know, work with you, but I'm not specific to one particular field over another.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how did you get started in PR?
Where'd
they go?
So originally, I actually started off as multi-platform journalism in college. And so basically, I was just doing journalism. I was interviewing people, and I loved it. I loved the storytelling aspect. But my boss at the time, she was like, you know, why don't you try out PR? And I was like, what is that? I don't even know what that is. But I switched, and I loved it. I loved it. I love still being able to do the storytelling aspect, but as well connect people to, like I said, their target audience, to connecting them to the resources, the media outlets that they, you know, needed. So back in 2016, my church, I actually started doing PR for my church for our nonprofit organization that we have. And from there, 2016 till about, really still today, I still do that. In 2019 is when I started freelancing, working with my own clients. I was at a job, I was not, it just wasn't the best fit for me. Mm-hmm. So I ended my contract with them, said I wouldn't be returning. And I started freelancing with my own clients. And that's how that started.
I know that feeling.
We all know that feeling.
Yes.
It's not it.
It's not. It's not.
So you do, you're teaching now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you do your public relations.
Yes.
Side. Okay.
A lot of planning and scheduling and
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So how do you manage
yes.
all of that? Because we were talking about that our last episode.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot going on. She has a whole tribe.
Yes.
And I have a lot of stuff going on. So how do you manage two lives?
Literally planning everything. This planner that I have with me today, I plan everything. Google reminders, literally post-it notes, just make it. Because I will plan things at the same time. I'm like, wait a minute, I had something else the same day, you know, an hour later. So just making sure that I plan everything. My husband, he's a walking planner. So he remembers everything as well. You know, so that's really it. Just planning and having my husband there. he's a big help.
Oh, look at you.
They're all in Nigeria. Look. In Nigeria. You, are you willing to travel?
Yeah, you're gonna have to. You gotta fly. You gotta get a passport.
I got to do too much to get there. Never mind.
So what are some things that have helped you find your way in, you know, the PR field? Like, what are some?
That's a good question. I feel like some of the things that have helped me find my way is other publicists that I'm connected to. Seeing what they're doing, what's working for them, what's not working. And even like if I see something, you know, that somebody else is doing, knowing that it's okay to borrow that idea, like I can do the same thing. Everybody's out here selling eyelashes, lip gloss, the same
thing. Ooh, man, I'm sorry.
You know, the same thing.
I'm sorry.
But you make it your own, you make it unique, you know, you make it. You create your own lane for yourself. Yes. So connecting with other publicists, looking at all the resources, a lot of researching that goes into it, Google, different PR websites. So that's really a lot of it. And I also have a mentor. She's been very helpful as well.
Resources.
Do you have a mentor and a coach? Or how do you feel about the mentor and coach situation?
I don't have a coach quite yet. She's more of a mentor. Like if I have questions, if I have things, I'll go to her with my questions, or if she wants me to partner with the project on her, with her, I'll do that. But I don't have a coach per se. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not opposed to the idea, though.
Yeah, I was thinking about being a coach.
Yes, because I've seen some very, like, successful people. Like, they've been doing this for years, and they still have coaches. So I think at any area of your life, like, you could still use a coach.
Yeah,
I just haven't found
your
one.
Coach is supposed to have a coach, so.
Yes. I just
so
haven't found one
out
for myself yet.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a coach.
I'm gonna get that.
I think it's necessary.
Yeah, right. Definitely. Some point. Yeah. Need some guidance. So, right. What would a typical day be?
A typical day, which even teaching, I still do this. I will wake up, you know, after I get my morning routine together for myself. I'll check my email, check my social media just to see if I have any updates from maybe a client interview or maybe a journalist or an outlet wanting to reach out. Like I said, check social media, respond to client emails and calls, research opportunities. So if I see like a particular awards coming up, a particular day that my client could benefit from, reaching out for that. Let's see what else. Following up on pitching is a lot of what I do. So pitching for the client, following up on previous pitches if I haven't heard back, sending another email, not, you know, bothering them, but like a few days later or calling, you know, just to see. And also I do all of my own social media right now. So planning all of my own content.
Yeah. Isn't that a struggle?
It is.
That is a struggle.
If you look,
right here,
you will see how I'm not posted since October 13th.
It's just so hard.
It is.
And doing like just my company and then the podcast. Oh, I put the podcast. Sorry, y'all. That part is on the back burner right now.
Yes. Yes. And I'm actually looking for a social media person. So if anybody's listening or if you know anybody, let me know.
Gotcha.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And resumes.
Okay. Yes.
What did I want to ask you? You just said it. My memory. We need to work on this.
Tips I give to somebody.
Don't ask. Wait, it was about your day.
Oh. Emails, responding to clients. Oh, also, looking for opportunities for myself as well. It's part of me.
Very important.
Yes.
So what kind of opportunities would you look for? How do you go to find clients? Do they come to you or do you reach out to them?
So actually most of everything so far I would say has been word of mouth. So I've worked with someone and then they'll refer me to somebody else. A lot of people have found me through that I've worked with have found me through social media or have been people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. If you were to, what kind of client would you go looking for? If you were just on social media and you're like, oh, that might be somebody I can help.
Real life scenario. I actually saw a client that I wanted to work with. It was like a home client. They created like kitchenware and it was like beautiful, like handmade. I'm trying to remember exactly Anyway, it was kitchenware. So I reached out to them and I did a cold email and I was like, hey, I'm interested. And I think they did get back to me. At the time, they weren't looking for anyone, but a lot of people that I have like cold pitched and emailed myself to, you know, they said they would consider it for the future, but right now they weren't looking for a publicist.
Okay.
Which is fine, but I do a lot of that too.
So how long does it take you to like follow up with someone? Is there like a formula?
I would say if it's a journalist receive literally hundreds of emails a day. So I would give them maybe like 3 days. If I haven't heard back within 3 to 4 days, follow up with another email or a phone call if it's urgent. But if it's not anything urgent, just a regular email. And then most times they get back within that time frame. But if it's like a client, a potential client,
congratulations.
The clients, I typically give them about 4 to 5 days, you know, maybe a week. Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to harass you, but I need you to answer me.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's rude. Exactly. Just ignore me.
And then I'm considering, like, people may work full-time jobs just like me. So, you know, give them some time.
So what tips would you give, let's say, maybe a newbie? I started my business like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
I know who I'm targeting. I cannot afford to hire anybody.
Mm-hmm.
What's something, just like 3 things right off the bat, we can do?
I would say for sure network. And networking is extremely, extremely, extremely important.
Does it matter the type of event you go to?
I don't think it necessarily matters the type of event that you go to. You can go to a mixer and network. You can go to, you know, whatever kind of event. I know for here in Houston, they have, what's the thing where you can go and, like, you can look for events? What is it called?
Eventbrite?
Yeah, and it's not even just here in Houston. But Eventbrite, that's how I found a lot of events. I would go on Eventbrite or LinkedIn and just literally look up events happening in Houston.
LinkedIn. Y'all be sleeping on me.
That's how I found out about the event that I met y'all at, through LinkedIn.
Okay.
Yes. So literally go on there, look for events. If you want it to be something that you're familiar with, look up, you know, whatever kind of events you're familiar with. Go, especially if it's free, attend it, network with people, let them know what you're looking for, even if it's just building a relationship.
Yeah.
Let people know, because at least for PR, having a diverse network is extremely, extremely important. Like, your clients can only go as far as the people that you know, as far as the resources you have. So networking is extremely important. I would say something else. I think I mentioned it earlier, but don't be afraid to make your own lane. Even if you see people that are in your field and they're probably, you know, doing something the same that you're doing, or maybe
like I see it all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Are you
okay? So if I have some lashes, yes, I'm still on the lashes.
Exactly.
Lashes are the bane of my
existence. Exactly.
If I have a lash business, I'm starting my lash business. What would you suggest that I would do differently from somebody else?
What would I suggest that you do differently? I would feel like, because I see a lot of them like the same things, but I feel like the way you communicate, like literally make a name for like your ideal target person. And when you're posting on social media or you're talking or doing whatever, talk how you would talk to that person, to your ideal customer, and you'll attract who you want to attract to your business. That's what I feel like makes it unique.
Yeah. People like to feel like they're included. So, like, you know, if there's like boss babe, then if they always get called babe, oh, hey, boss babe, you know, then they feel more connected to you. So that's good.
It was actually a
lash babe.
Yes.
Flutter babe.
What was the other thing that I was going to say on that same point? I can't remember. Oh my God.
That's okay. We got Phyllis.
Yes, please. I cannot remember. It was something I was going to say when you mentioned the lash thing, but maybe I remember it.
Okay.
Yes.
Lashes. My soul.
Everybody loves lashes.
They do.
I don't not like lashes. I don't like the same businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm quoting you. Because you're not going to sell me no $3 lashes.
You said sell. That's what I was looking for. Go ahead. Let me finish. Let you finish.
Because I'm a rant, so. I'm about to go left. Okay.
That's Focus. What I was going to say is people don't like to feel, well, at least I don't. I don't like to feel like you're trying to sell something to me all the time. Mm-hmm. So, like, mix things up on your social media feed or your content, whatever you're putting out. Like, some things can be funny. Some things can be, like, you're trying to inform people. Maybe throw a little sale in there every once in a while. But I don't want to, like, every time I look on there, you're trying to make me buy something.
Yeah,
that's why. Right, that's why I'm here anyway, because I probably like this stuff. But.
And they make it so easy now to, you know, make your feed more fun. Like Reels is like the best thing, and you get so much exposure from it. You know, you don't really need a lot of hashtags and things like that.
Exactly, and get on
Canva,
y'all. It's free.
Hello.
If you pay for
your membership yet? Yes,
I did. Okay. Thank you very much.
I paid for mine too because I like the little extra.
Yeah,
razzle
dazzle. Cute stuff. Look,
yes.
Join the pro.
Okay. Exactly. Only $11 or $12 a month. Canva sponsored it.
Yeah. But like going back on the last thing, I think she's right, especially like when it comes to, she's talking about like creating your own story. So even your little, you know, I won't say your little lash, your big lash business needs to have its own story. Change up the packaging, like, you know, research. Look to see who is out. And there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
You're not going to not find a lash person, but find something that'll make you different.
Exactly. And get a mentor.
Please.
Yes.
If you don't
coach yourself. Don't just be throwing the lashes on people's face.
Yes. It's even the way that I did with my mentor, like some of these people, you know, probably charge for things, like coaches and things. But the way that I initially approached my mentor was like, hey, I'm willing to intern, blah, 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 blah. I didn't have to pay anything because I approached it from the position of I'm going to help her in her business and learn whatever I can from her.
Yeah,
so
that's
really
good. Stop trying to get everything for free.
Exactly. Work for something, pay, do something.
Right. They'll give it to you.
Right. Yeah. And that opened up a lot of opportunities for me as well. So
that's good. Yeah. Okay. So we have networking.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sell me.
Please.
And what was that one?
Did I think that's like creating your own lane.
Yeah. Oh, create my own lane. Yes.
Oh, how a plan to like. At least, like, you don't have to have everything figured out right now, but at least some short or long-term goals that you want to accomplish and actually planning out, okay, how am I going to get to this short-term goal? How am I going to get to this long-term goal? So it won't seem like you're being stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So we talked about the tips. We got the 3 tips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I wanted to get started in PR, do I have to go through journalism first, or can I... Let's say I'm an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't want to do this no more. I want to help people with this situation.
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Literally, a lot of the way that I've seen a lot of people get started is they will just start offering their services. Like, figure out what is it that I want to do, who is it that I want to help, reach out to them, and just start working with them. You don't even have to have a degree or a background. Just start building your understanding, building your knowledge of what PR actually is. Building up your network if you don't already have a network, and then going from there. An example that I really love, Jen Burson, I think is her name. She's a publicist. She started off as a lawyer. And one day she was like, I don't want to do this anymore, so let me switch over to PR. She reached out to a brand. I think she started off like with very low rates because she, you know, was just starting out. But eventually she built her network up. That brand, I think she worked with them for like 10 years. And it's a very popular baby brand. But you don't need to have the background as far as like a degree or anything. If you have, you know, the time to put in the research, put up your knowledge, your network, if you don't have one already, you can just step out there and do it.
That's cool. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when I needed a career,
start somewhere.
Yes, yeah. Start somewhere.
Start somewhere.
Yeah. And I think still to this day, she doesn't have a degree or anything. She still just has her lawyer background.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's really good.
Well, one day when I get fired, maybe I'll do that.
So going back to your business, what are some specific services that you offer?
Mm-hmm.
So I know you offer like some, not really coaching, but you do
consulting.
You know, some consulting. But what else is it that you offer?
Yeah, so a lot of the meat and, is that the right term?
Meat
and bread
potatoes.
Meat and potatoes.
I thought it was meat and bones. It's not bones.
So we all got three different things. The meat of it. We'll just go with the meat.
Don't suck the meat right
out. Okay. That's getting cut too. Go ahead, continue.
The meat of it. The meat of it is really PR. So community relations, building up PR plans, PR strategies, helping companies figure out what their target audience is, what their goals are, and how we're going to get there, whether it be through like planning an event, whether it be through influencer marketing relationships, getting you on, and have their branding. Like, they didn't have literally anything about brand messaging, their brand purpose, their mission, or anything. So I would have to like refer them out. Like, I know this person you can go to, I know that person, but I got tired of turning people away because I was like, I could really get you for the branding and the PR, and we can just, you know, keep it going. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Did I do that one already? The one thing that we can do in our businesses every day, or
I forgot about that.
What could we do to, I guess, either improve our brand or maybe make it more build brand awareness? How about that?
Build brand awareness. So build brand awareness. You're trying to get eyes on your brand. Are you, and you're speaking from like a PR perspective?
Right.
I would say, obviously you have your target audience. Figure out what your target audience is listening to, what they're watching, and what they read, and that's the platform that you target. So make a list of like, okay, I know that my target audience, they like hair. Maybe they read Essence Magazine, or maybe they read, you know, whatever magazine, listen to whatever podcast, make a list of them, and then like your dream list of publications, and start building those relationships with those outlets before actually pitching. Build up those relationships first.
How can we find the email to the person we need to talk to?
Twitter, Instagram, I think it's IMDb if it's like a celebrity, but most of the emails that I have found have been through Twitter and through Instagram. And even, you know, sometimes they've added like the little email button, like where you can email them. If I don't see it, I'll send them a DM. Hey, I have this client, this story that I think you'd be interested in. Can I pitch it to you? What's your email? And they've responded back with their email.
Awesome.
So it's really just that simple, just to ask them for it.
Okay.
Some of them might read it and not respond, but again, it's another journalist at this outlet. You're not the only one.
It's just ending. I guess, what is the biggest, I guess, just growing your business, just as a business in whole, what is like the biggest lesson you feel like you've learned throughout this process? Or what have you learned about yourself? You
might learn
something about yourself.
What I have felt like is the biggest lesson is I don't have to be where everybody else is right now. Like, I would see like where all of the other big time publishers are right now, and I'm like, man, I have to be there. I have to offer, you know, all of these services when you don't even have the capacity to offer all this stuff. But knowing that it's okay to take my time and build it to where I want it to be, like cliche, Rome wasn't built in a day, and it wasn't. But knowing like you can take your time, build it to where you want to be, and have patience with yourself. Like, allow yourself to grow to where you need to be.
That's good.
And don't rush it, because if you rush it, it might just be half done
and
not the best quality for you or your clients.
Yeah, I agree. Don't be Instagram famous, all these get rich in 30 days.
That's the other thing. Posting like to appear busy, but you're not really busy. Like, you don't really have, like, that's just a waste of time.
Yes,
it's a waste of time when you could be reaching out to potential people. You could be making moves, connecting with people, networking, but posting on social media when you're not being productive is not the best.
And I found early on
myself doing that. I'm like, girl, this is not making you any money. Please,
you did not do that today. Why are you posting?
You got to post three times a day. It's like, okay, I don't know what to put up, so I'm just gonna throw something up there.
Y'all gonna get this crazy content that I haven't even planned out. I just sporadically saw and like I'm reposting.
Like, oh, that's a quote. Okay, let me put that up.
But I do see like how just being real about it, like y'all, you know, have your reel or something, and just be like, y'all, this. I was supposed to do this today, but this is what I'm doing today. You know, and just be able to like share your wins, but also share some of the losses and the struggles, because I think authenticity really sells itself too.
It does. I think I didn't mention that either, but a lot of people don't care about what you're selling or whatever service that you have, but they really want to know, who is the face behind the brand? Yeah. You know, what is their mission? What is their heart?
Yeah.
They really want to connect with the authenticity of it all. So,
yeah, I have a problem with that.
With what?
I don't like to share my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my business. Y'all need to mind your business. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm trying. You know, I don't have like a personal Instagram. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even on Instagram before I had these businesses. I didn't know nothing about it. I don't even know how to use it. It's been a struggle.
Wow.
But, and I don't like, even on my Facebook, my personal Facebook, I don't even share. I just put my child up there. He was like 6 or 7 months. And that was the first time I put a picture of him. And they were like, where you get a baby from? My body.
How old is he now?
3.
So it was an old picture.
Well, okay, so when he was like 6 or 7 months, I put the first picture of him.
Oh, okay.
And then like 6 months after that, I put another one. Yeah. You know.
That was it.
Y'all know he exists. I feel like that's enough.
Exactly.
And for like the entrepreneur moms and stuff out there, it's good to like share your kids. I don't know. They help though.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest, like I did a reel with my son. It was a little this is on my personal page, but I did a little Coco Melon reel or whatever for my son. And I've done other reels and stuff, and it got like 100 views, 200, 300. Him, he got like 300,000 views. So I got a whole bunch of new followers, and I'm just like, hey y'all, come follow my family page. I post on my personal page, but I got to do better with my business. So I'm like, well, now I can probably incorporate my family life, because I am I'm an entrepreneur mom. So
yes, and that's really big right now, like family entrepreneurship, two really big things right now. Yeah. So
and they love it. I'm like, family page.
I put a piece of him on mine. You have to swipe to see it, but yeah, I try to keep it. I like prophecy.
You know what? Starting off, I was the same way.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I was very introverted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ironically, in the field of PR, like I would be so used to being behind the scenes, like pushing you to the front. So even coming here, I was like, oh Lord, she really followed up with
me. I was like, Dwayne ain't answer me.
I said, this lady really emailed me. Okay. But it was a goal that I made for myself this year to start doing more speaking events, like not just for my clients, but for myself as well. So
yeah.
You did amazing.
Thank you for following up.
Outside interview. We were unorganized, but that's okay.
That's
we're
okay.
Gonna cut it all out. It's all
fine. And put it together.
Yeah. So, is that all?
I think that's it. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we go?
There's nothing else that I would like to share. If you're in need of PR, branding, or anything, visit my website. Are you gonna do? I gotta say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm
we're still gonna put it there, but
okay. www.dewinedacostapr.org, and they'll put the spelling on the screen for you.
What's it? Did you do
that? It's down here. The YouTube below. Videos. Like,
subscribe. At the it's somewhere. I don't know. It's somewhere. Okay. All right, so we'll have Dewine at our brunch that is on December 11th. She will be presenting Rebranding Essentials.
Yes.
If you are looking to rebrand or get more information about it, join us. We are virtual, the $25 tickets for virtual, which you'll get a swag bag. That sale ends on Monday. Actually, by the time this posts, it's already ended, so get your $25 ticket.
Yeah.
And also, we have in-person tickets that are for $50. We will have guest speakers. We will have live entertainment. Of course, we'll have food, and we'll have a meditation session. So you need to relax, relate, release all that in meditation.
Tuning in to the Next Level Blueprint podcast, and we will see y'all later.
Bye.